This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The government takes a holiday today to honor the nation's veterans. In ceremonies yesterday, many took note of the fact that this Veterans Day occurs as American troops are again at war in the fight against terrorism. President Bush spent the weekend shoring up international support for the military effort in Afghanistan. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
President Bush made his first speech before the United Nations on Saturday, and he used it to issue something of a warning.
Well, that's right. He has said in the past something along the lines of, you're either with us or against us. But he said it there in the hall of the United Nations, in front of the leaders of so many nations. And he said, now the time for sympathy is over. It's the time for action. And he listed the countries that had had people who were killed at the World Trade Center, many countries. There was also a reading of the countries later on Sunday when there was a ceremony at the World Trade Center, giving the sense that this is an international problem. And it's interesting, Bob, because George Bush, in the same way that since September 11th, he has learned the value of government and talked about trusting in government in ways that he did not before, he has also learned the value of internationalism in ways that he had not before.
But the Northern Alliance appears to be doing too well for him. He's holding him back.
It's true. It shows you how delicate all of this is. The administration is clear that it doesn't want the Northern Alliance, the Afghan rebels, to take the capital city of Kabul, partly because they want a broad-based new government there, but mainly because Pakistan doesn't like the Northern Alliance. And this administration is feeling very grateful to Pakistan at the moment for its efforts in this war. In fact, over the weekend, Pakistan was promised some goodies from the United States of America. Of course, that came after the Indian Prime Minister was here and the President promising that he would go to India soon. I mean, this is all very tough stuff to balance.
The President continues to enjoy popular support for the war.
Indeed. In an ABC poll taken last week, 90% said they supported military action, and the president maintained an 89% approval rating. Now, there's been some drop-off in the question of protecting the country against future attacks, whether the government is prepared to do that. That seems to come mainly because of the anthrax problems that have been going on over the last few weeks, and more hot spots were found over the weekend, but no more cases were reported, and so that story seems to be dying out, that fear. And the other thing that's key here, Bob, is that people seem to know why we're at war. Gallup, the polling organization, has been asking this question since World War II. Do you know why we are there? And the percentage that says yes, in this case, is higher than it was even after Pearl Harbor. So the president does have a lot of support here.
So why is he then having so much trouble passing airline security and an economic stimulus package that he likes?
Well, he hasn't had any problems on the war front before the Congress, and these two bills really do have ideological issues behind them. But, you know, the real issue is the Democrats aren't afraid of him, even with this 89% approval rating. Democrats won in the off-year elections last week, every race except for New York mayor, and you can make the case that Michael Bloomberg really is a Democrat. And, you know, the Republicans will say these were all local elections, but they were significant because they were gubernatorial elections that Democrats won. And Democrats haven't had any governors. Governors are where you get presidential candidates, so it's very important for them to win a few of those. And with 2002 coming up, Republicans term limited in governors' houses, this is a big win for Democrats.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.